Thank you so much. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Josh Klein from St. Augustine, Florida.
Hey, Josh, how are things in St. Augustine?
Oh, it's beautiful down here. Nice and 60 degrees.
Oh, that's great. What do you do there?
I sell a medical device that's used in the operating room. It's a surgical laser scalpel.
Ooh, how cool. Can you use it to have sword fights if you got bored?
Maybe.
Yeah, hey. Well, Josh, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Josh's topic?
I shall name my son Sue.
So parents are the worst. They strap you with a name like Apple, and then they force you to do things embarrassing, like go to middle school. All you can do is make the most of it. Well, our panelists are going to read you three stories of people who had a name they spent a lifetime regretting, finding out it could be a blessing. Guess the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
First, let's hear from Mr. Peter Gross.
The good people of Tipton, Indiana, liked to have a laugh at the expense of Dr. Michael Barf. No matter how often he told people his name was of Dutch origin and spelled with two A's, they just couldn't stop giggling. What's worse, patients weren't all that excited to use an OBGYN with his name. After all, when someone asks, oh, who delivered your baby? It's kind of hard to say, oh, Dr. Barf, he was wonderful. And men don't need another reason to get queasy in the delivery room. The good doctor had accepted his fate until 2 weeks ago when he was driving home from the hospital and came upon a terrible accident. A school bus had flipped upside down in a ditch, trapping the children inside. Thinking fast, Dr. Barf retrieved an axe from his trunk and smashed open several windows, allowing every single child to crawl out to safety. Well, Tipton, Indiana laughs no longer. The mayor has decreed that the date of the incident, October 21st, will forever be known as Barf Day. And acts of heroism in town are being referred to by a new name, says Police Chief Jordan Richardson. One of my officers got an old woman's cat out of her tree, and as he was leaving, she said, "Thanks for barfing, officer!"
You say it's your barf day. A name becomes a symbol for heroism in a small town. Your next story of giving love to a bad name comes from Kiri O'Connor.
The next time you hawk up a loogie, think of figure skating. Really. The Robitussin Company has hooked up with the Olympic gold medalist Peggy Fleming for a campaign seeking people with icky, cold, and fever-related names. Now, you may never have associated the lovely Ms. Fleming with the viscous secretion phlegm, but yes, Robitussin went there. And they want more. They're calling for all of you with cold and fever-related names. Come on down, Mr. Itchy, and I know you're out there. Announce your presence, families of stuffies. All you little Ms. Sneezes, now we really say bless you. You multiple Mr. Fevers, your temperature is up. The 100 of you named Mucus? Frankly, we really want to help you fill out the name change form. Sorry. If you register at the Robitussin website, you'll get a coupon and the thanks of a grateful nation for just being you.
Peggy Fleming becomes the first of people with names redolent of head colds to register with Robitussin. And your last story of what's in a name comes from Paula Poundstone.
It was a Facebook friend suggestion that brought Nickelodeon executive Mark Ellis' attention to 12-year-old SpongeBob SquarePants. I was on Facebook one day, and this thing pops up suggesting I follow SpongeBob SquarePants. I thought, hey, where's SpongeBob SquarePants? I contacted legal, and guess what? It's a kid's name. SpongeBob SquarePants is, in fact, a 12-year-old boy. My real friends call me Robert, says SpongeBob. But my real name is SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants Smith's mother loved the popular animated character and, frustrated by the common last name Smith, wanted to give her son a moniker that would really stand out. He's a great kid, says Nickelodeon's Ellis. When we found out about him, we couldn't resist doing something for him. I mean, imagine weathering the storm of that name. They sent me sheets and tub toys, says SpongeBob. I sent them back. My name is SpongeBob SquarePants Smith. I don't laugh like that dude. I don't even like that show that much. I don't even like the beach that much. I am not yellow. I'm not a sponge. People can't do dishes with me. I told them I wanted them to donate science books to my school. They were cool about it. It's been a hard name to have, but my brother, Jigglypuff, has had it worse.
SpongeBob SquarePants Smith, a 12-year-old boy. comes to terms with his interesting name. So let me review then, in addition to that story from Paula, you also had from Peter, the story of the heroic Dr. Barf, whose name has now become a synonym for heroism, and from Kerry O'Connor, how the Robitussin Company is looking for people with names redolent of symptoms of head cold so they can reward them with coupons. Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued by Peter's and Kerry's. I think I'm going to go with the Robitussin
story. You're going to go with the Robitussin story from Kerry. All right. Well, here is somebody with a name in question discussing their experience.
I've trusted Robitussin for many years, and I love the campaign of simple acts of relief that really celebrates and has fun with my last name, Fleming.
That was Peggy Fleming talking about the Robitussin campaign. You know what's funny about that? I've known about Peggy Fleming ever since she became an Olympic star, and it never occurred to me that her name had the syllable Flem in it, and now I will never be able to think of anything else. So good for you, Peggy, but good for you, Josh. You got it right. You've earned a point for Kerry O'Connor for telling the truth. You've won our prize, Carl's Voice in Your Home Answering Machine. Well done. Yes. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having me.